This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. American swimmers continue to mine for gold in the swimming pool at the Rio Olympics. Michael Phelps has made up for one of the few losses in his Olympic career. Phelps avenged his defeat at the 2012 London Games by winning the 200-meter butterfly last night, holding off Japan's Masato Sakai by a mere 400th of a second. Then Phelps won his 21st career gold medal as part of the winning 4x200 relay team. Phelps now has 25 medals in all, and three more races in Rio to add to his almost unimaginable total. Katie Ledecky of the United States has captured her second gold medal, winning the 200-meter freestyle. Earlier, Ledecky had won the 400-meter freestyle. The U.S. women's gymnastics team has defended its title with a gold medal win at the Rio Olympics, led by three-time world champ Simone Biles. The Americans blew past the competition. They finished more than 8 points in front of runner-up Russia. With time running out in women's soccer, Colombia drew a 2-2 draw against the United States. Despite the draw, the top-ranked United States still finished atop Group F. Meanwhile, in the Olympic tennis tournament, Serena Williams is out, committing 5 double faults in one game. Williams lost to Elena Svitolina of Ukraine 6-4, 6-3 in the third round in a real shocker Tuesday, ending the number one-seeded American's bid to become the first tennis player to collect a pair of singles golds. His agent says it isn't a publicity stunt. Former Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow is going to give baseball a try. The former NFL first-round draft pick plans to hold a workout for Major League Baseball teams this month. Tebow last played organized baseball in high school. Meanwhile, in the American League, Boston topped the Yankees 5-3. In the National League, Arizona beat the Mets 5-3. Two-time NL Cy Young Award winner Tim Lincecum has accepted a demotion to the Los Angeles Angels AAA team. The Angels say Lincecum plans to report to Salt Lake City this week, where he will be a starter. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.